This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Are you guys bored? Are you guys wondering what to watch this week? Don't worry, I've got just the thing for you. Hi everyone, you're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and welcome back. And also, of course, kia ora koutou everyone. It's Maori Language Week, so if you guys don't know, welcome, I guess. Try your best to speak as much Maori as possible this week, and the theme is Ake Ake Ake, which means forever language. And, you know, we just, the more you put it into your body, the more you'll remember it, and you'll have it in your day-to-day life. Today, I've got three beautiful guests with me today. I've got two shows to promote for Lunchtime Theatre. If you guys don't recognize it, that was promoted on our show a few weeks ago, actually. It's been a while. But first, let's go with the first show. Lauren, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Lauren. I am in the Musi 343 Musical Theatre Voice class. I've also got Janelle with me. And yeah, we're on the show this week in Lunchtime Theatre in Allen Hall.
Yeah, that's awesome. How's it been going for you guys so far?
Good. We had plotting last night. It was really good. Not much to do for us actors, but the lights are looking very cool.
Great. Okay, I'm excited. And Hazel, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi. I'm Hazel. And I'm directing Riding in Cars with Mostly Straight Boys, which is next week's Lunchtime Theatre.
Awesome. Okay, so it seems like we've got two very different types of shows with us. This week is your guys' cabaret,
yes.
And then the next week is, was it Riding in Cars with Mostly Straight Boys? It's so funny, by the way.
Yeah.
Would you, first, Lauren and Janelle, would you guys like to tell me a little bit more about what to expect from your show this week?
Don't expect anything. come in with an open mind, really, I'd say. It's definitely not what you'd expect, I'd say, from a cabaret.
Yeah. Right. Like, if you think cabaret, it's not a cabaret, really,
but
it's a bunch of songs from different musicals that we've all chosen that we like.
Right. Oh yeah.
This
is a bit different from usual Lunchtime Theatres because it's a class performance, isn't it?
Yes.
It's also a set.
There's four of us. Yeah. A bit intimidating.
Yeah.
There's four of us, so we have some solo moments, duet moments.
Right. Okay. And do you know how the runtime for your show? Is it around 30 minutes?
Like 40.
40?
I think.
Okay, cool. Right.
The maximum it could be.
Well, yeah, it is a Lunchtime Theatre, unfortunately. But if you guys could go longer, would you?
I don't think we'd go longer.
We wouldn't add anything. But, like, if it ended up being that, like, some of the scenes had more pauses in them, then, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It would be, like, less stressful because it's less time constrained.
Yeah.
All right, no, understandable. And what about you, Hazel? What is it? What is yours about?
So mine basically follows the story and, like, this boy, Kyle, growing up over about the time span of 4 years and his relationships with all of these, and I'm saying this with air quotes, straight guys because I'm saying air quotes because if you come and see the show, you will find out why I am using air quotes. But, yeah, basically tells his story and his relationships with these people and how he's kind of gotten into these situations where he only has crushes on straight guys. Right. And he's created this whole lifestyle for himself. Yeah, it's basically just this quite awkward young gay boy.
Right.
Yeah.
And just mostly trying to figure out his identity.
Yeah.
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 How old is this character?
Starts off at the age of 18 and then closes the show and him and the other characters are all about 21, 22.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. It kind of follows the story over about 4 years.
Is this is a snippet of a real bigger play, is it?
Or? Yes, it is. It's the full play is about an hour long, but it has to be 40 to 45 minutes. So have had to cut out a few scenes. But I still think it tells the story really well with the scenes that we've got, and it still really highlights each of the characters that are in it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And this is by Sam Brooks, isn't it?
Sam Brooks, yes.
Yeah, so why did you choose this play?
I chose this play because I wanted to do something that was a bit more lighthearted and uplifting. And I also wanted to choose a New Zealand play. So, and I thought that, you know, it was both of those things. It's a topic that's, you know, quite relevant in, like, today, dealing with, like, LGBTQIA. Mm. Yeah, I just read the script and I went, I think that this would be really fun to put on.
I mean, just looking at the title, I think we can all agree that it's quite intriguing.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Going back to this week's show, do you guys, are you guys allowed to say what, like an example of what song you guys will be performing?
Ooh.
Or was it all like left for surprise?
I think we could.
Like the last one?
The last one's from Kinky Boots.
We're doing Raise You Up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Why did you choose that song out of all the others?
It was actually the first one we chose.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I arranged it. I arranged it over the summer because I got really bored.
And then valid.
I like brought it to the class and then we were like, oh yeah, let's like do that one. And then we kind of made a show centered around that song pretty much.
Mm, pretty much, actually.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you guys said you guys are performing 4 songs. Is there like an overall storyline that is followed, or is it just four different songs that you guys are doing?
We've got 8 songs.
Oh, 8 songs.
There's 4 of us.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. There's no storyline. Like the original songs from the musicals don't particularly connect in any way, okay. But we've made them connect.
Oh, okay.
We've created a storyline.
Right. What can the audience expect from that? Are we expected to have some
a bunch of people goofing around in a dressing
room? Yes. Expect a lot of arguments.
Expect arguments.
Okay, I love it. And wait, what is it called? Like, it's what the...
What the...
Bleep. What the beep.
Yeah.
What the... Yeah. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of high tensions in there. But fun.
Yeah,
ones.
But...
So, do you guys know who... The names of who you guys are performing with? Well, you guys have a lot of people, 8 people.
Oh.
So...
Oh, no, because there's 4 songs. No. Oh, my God. Wait.
We've only got 4 people in our class.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Guys, it's 9 a.m. Kill me.
Yeah,
8
so there's,
songs, 4 people. Who are the 4 people?
Elizabeth Brophy and Alex Gordy, who are also in the class. We've been, Janelle and I have been doing this class since first year.
Yeah, oh, geez.
And I think Alex and Elizabeth joined us in second year. Yeah.
Oh, right. So you guys getting along well with your classmates?
Yeah, we get along really well.
Yeah, we go out for like brunch.
Yeah, we had drinks the other night.
Kind of friends.
Right, awesome. Shout out to them then. And Hazel, how many people are in your piece?
I've just got 2 actors in mine. So I've got Harry Olmey and Jack Cannon, and they're both amazing.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
And you're directing this. Yes. Is this the first time you're directing something or?
I directed half of a lunchtime theatre last semester.
Oh, nice.
As well as little assessments. And I did a directing paper, which was short little 5-minute scenes last year. But this is kind of my first full lunchtime theatre, just me directing.
Yeah. And how is that?
It's been really, really fun. This semester's been long, but very fun.
No, valid. I feel like I kind of want to die, I'm not going to lie. I mean, guys, go to school. It's very important.
Yeah,
it's
go.
Very important.
Go and
stay
get your education.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, but it's been really, really fun. And
that's good.
Yeah, especially doing a play that I was able to choose and, you know, kind of put my kind of image on it. And it's me for the whole 40, 45 minutes and my actors.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. What made you decide to do a lunchtime theatre, though? Is it because of an assessment or because you wanted to?
Because of an assessment. It is part of our assessment that we have to put on a lunchtime.
Wait, you're an honours student, aren't you?
I'm a master's student.
Master's student. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
My gosh. Mm. So this is like a little bit off track because I'm just curious. But how different is doing like directing as a master's student than you would an undergrad?
There's just a lot more work. There's also, you have to kind of take on things, especially for this paper. I'm kind of going into what this paper is about. It's, you know, we also have to do producers stuff for other people. Right. So kind of learning more about how to like make budget reports and, you know, it's just a lot more, it's really fine tuning everything that we learned like last year when I did the first, like the one semester paper that was, you know, kind of just learning everything like at a very foundational level.
Right.
Whereas now I've been able to like really focus on like specific things that I want to get better at and like what I would bring to shows, whatever that might be. And that's been a really, really fun process, kind of figuring out how I direct and how I can direct people to make them feel, you know, comfortable and like they're doing a good job as well. So
yeah, that is awesome. You know, learning new things every day and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys ever consider doing a lunchtime theatre? I know, Lauren, you co-directed one.
Yeah. Because Ella and I did Beyond the Binary last semester, and we directed that. We directed that together, but we were also in it, so it's a bit. It was a bit different because we were trying to like also tell everyone, like direct everyone, but also act and harder to watch and be in it too. But yeah,
it must have been quite a handful.
Yeah. This is actually quite similar as well because we're in it, but we have to kind of direct ourselves.
Right. So how do you guys manage that? Is it like you nominate a director or everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got given like roles, I'd say, because Alex is our MD, our musical director. Mm. Elizabeth is marketing and she wrote the script as well. And then Lauren's our production manager. She pretty much does everything. She's pretty much a team carry this whole time.
Oh, thanks.
And you, Janelle?
Oh, choreographer.
Oh, nice. Yeah, awesome. Have you done much choreographing in the... What the frick? Choreographing. There you go.
Yes and no. I was a dancer, but, like, you kind of get told what to do there. But
that's true.
Okay.
Not really. Not for, like, for other people.
I'd say she did a good job, though.
Right, okay. Yeah, I genuinely am looking forward to it. And that is this Thursday and Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Was there any, like, unexpected shenanigans that went on in the rehearsal room while during this process?
I guess we had one rehearsal on a Friday where we went in and then didn't do anything. Like, we didn't achieve anything from where we had started to where we finished the rehearsal and we're like, let's just go home.
And then even last night we started eating the props because
we have a bag of chips that's a prop. Mm-hmm. And I bought a spare bag because I knew we'd run out by Thursday, and we ate that whole bag last night.
I love it. What did you guys even end up talking about in the rehearsal that you didn't do any work in?
Did we even talk? No, we were just crazy.
Really?
We were just like insane.
Delirious.
We tried to do harmonies. We'd get distracted and start chatting about like I don't even know what.
Yeah, because Alex will be trying to like teach us our parts, and then he'll just turn around and like gossip about something random, and he'll turn back,
and it'll be 10 minutes, and it'll be like, right, let's do our harmonies. We'd spend like 10 seconds on it trying to figure out the chords and then like turn around and have something else to chat about.
So it was like a hangout with a side of rehearsal.
Yeah, pretty much. And that was like one of the first ones the tech team came to. So I was like, guys, you're getting a really good impression of our vibe right now. I promise it's not always like this.
Right, awesome. Oh, who's a part of your tech team?
We've got Lala. She's our stage manager. And Daniel Cromer is our lighting. And we've got Alex Lim on sound.
Oh, yes. Right.
And Megan Bowker is designing lights. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. I know Megan. I can't wait to see her lights.
Yeah.
And Hazel, who's on your tech team?
On my tech team, I'm going to pull out names so that I don't mispronounce or forget anyone.
Valid.
Oh my goodness, where are they? I've got Olivia Manthel, who is, sound? I think she's sound manager. Lily, who is lighting, and then Sam Ridley, who is stage manager. And then I've also got designers. So I've got Eli, who, you know, Eli is set designer. Libby, goodness, can't remember her last name, who is sound and AV designing. And then Florence Bragg, who is lighting designer.
Right, awesome. So Going into this process, I know you, because Eli was talking to me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to find a car door or a bit of a car.
Ooh. Yes. So, yes. So, for context, my play is supposed to be set in an actual car in a car park, but obviously we can't.
For the entire thing.
For the entire thing. But basically, we can't get a car in Allen Hall.
Wait, what? No way.
Really? Crazy, crazy.
We can't get it up the stairs.
Yeah. So basically, we've had to find all these different car parts. We don't have car doors, unfortunately, because we would have to, like, suspend them from the roof.
And that's fair enough.
And, yeah, and that's probably not going to work. So we're hopefully soon, we get car seats from a Cub demolition yard and a steering wheel that we're going to attach to something. Yeah. Awesome. And then the rest is, I think we're using, no, actually, I won't tell you what else we're doing.
Okay. Wise, but we are secrets.
Having, yes, we are having car seats and a steering wheel and then kind of creating this car. Yes.
Have you guys had the chance to rehearse with these props in place? I mean, set pieces in place? Not yet.
No, not yet. That'll probably be end of this week, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
We need all of everything by Friday, so
That is when sometime you guys after pack then. In, right?
We pack in straight after your show.
Yeah.
like the hour after, so.
Yeah. Speaking of packing in, though, last night was Lauren and Janelle, your guys'
Plotting.
Yeah. So for people who don't do theatre or have no idea what that even means, like, could you tell us what that's about and what to expect from it?
So I guess plotting is kind of the actors don't do much. They kind of get told where to stand, what to do, run, maybe they're blocking, just so that the tech team and designers can see where we are on stage. And the things they've designed get put into the lighting board or sound desk and recorded, the cues are recorded. So it's basically going from cue to cue down on the script, and then the lighting gets put in place for each part of that scene that the lighting needs to be there for. And if you have time, which we didn't, then the sound cues also get leveled and make sure they're not too loud. And for us, because we've got mics and we're singing, those would be leveled too.
Right.
But we have to do that tomorrow. Today's Tuesday. Yeah. Today's tomorrow.
Is it finicky to have to deal with, like, mics, though? Are they wired?
Yeah, we've got the wired ones, not handheld. And probably for the tech team, yeah, because they'll have to make sure that we don't blow the mic out.
Yeah.
With our beautiful belting.
Yeah.
And then because we'll have them on in dialogue, too, so there'll be a huge difference in volume.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess for us, it's just making sure we don't, like, tap the mic.
Yeah.
No. Don't touch our faces kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Have you guys been involved in a, like, lunchtime theatre before? Other than you. Did you do, like, anything other than Beyond the Binary?
I did the dance shows. You did the dance shows? And stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
And Janelle?
Yeah, I did the dance shows, and I was also in one half of Hazel's piece earlier this year.
Oh, awesome. Okay, okay.
I was also in Beyond the Binary as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Okay, okay, yeah, so you guys really go way back.
Yeah.
Beyond the Binary, was that end of last year or beginning of this year?
This year, first semester.
Right. Do you, actually, I have a question for you, Janelle. Do you ever plan to direct your own lunchtime theatre?
No.
Not your area?
No. Not
Why
a bit
not?
Of me.
Give it a go.
Oh, no. I have thought about it.
Yeah, we're trying to convince her to do the tech paper yesterday.
Oh, really?
and on Friday, we're like, come on.
Fair enough. Too so scary. You're a BPA student, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually don't know how that works. So do you, like, specialize in something, or is it just, like, a general, like, mix of papers of performing arts?
Yeah, it's quite a flexible degree, which I'm quite thankful for. It's like, oh, I guess you can kind of specialise. I mean, people definitely drift more towards, like, either, like, theatre or, like, singing or, like, they do, like, I mean, dance, there's only three dance papers, so.
Can't drift very far.
Yeah, it's kind of dead end street
there. Are you more of a dance student then?
No.
I'm surprised.
I've done all the papers, but Nah, definitely more singing. Cause
oh, okay.
Same with Lauren, I'd say. But then she does a double degree. So.
Yeah, my degree's all over the place at the moment. We don't want to talk about that.
Double degree?
I started out doing a double degree. I was doing Bachelor of Science and a Bachelor of Performing Arts. The science part's genetics. I was just interested in both, and I couldn't decide.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to do both. And now I decided last year that was too much work, finally.
Right, no, fair enough.
So I'm doing one now. Okay. And technically, you're not supposed to be able to take the musical theatre voice paper if you're not doing a BPA. Oh. But because I did it for year one and two, they let me, because now I'm doing a Bachelor of Science just. But again, I might change that, so we'll see.
That's what we love. You know, keep it open. Keep it exactly. Flexible. How's Hazel? How's your master's going? That's just 1 year, is it?
A year and a half.
Year and a
half. It's I'm doing a taught master's, so it's all just papers. So instead of writing a dissertation or a thesis, I just take papers right the way through, which for me is preferable because I like going to classes and like learning things in front of people of that big community rather than just sitting down and researching for myself. It's interesting, and I commend anyone who can do it. Yeah. But
not for me.
That's kind of allowed me to be able to take more papers which interest me. So like I've been able to do this full year directing paper, as well as I was able to learn more about dramaturgy last semester, and kind of just really being able to do all of that has been really, really fun.
Right. Mm. So next semester is your last semester?
Yes, it is. And I might do a theatre paper that I haven't done, but I just need to do one paper, which is a humanities paper.
What's your plans afterwards, if I can ask that question?
Afterwards, I'm honestly not too sure. I really want to get a job in and around the theatre or the arts or anything to do with that. And then hopefully I'll move overseas so that I can do that, which will be fun in the near future. Fair. Probably not next year because definitely won't be next year. But, just the aims from this is I've kind of now got enough things under my belt that I can go out and hopefully do multiple things within the arts and in the theatre.
Fair enough. All right, sorry guys for being so off track. I'm just like really curious about what everyone wants to do. But for now, thank you guys so much so far. We're going to take a wee song break, and then we'll come back and we'll hear more about you guys' upcoming shows.
Awesome.
So I'll see you guys soon. And welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. It was actually chosen by Hazel. Hazel, would you like to explain why you chose that song?
I chose that song because it is actually used in my play. You know, a bit of a kind of a Kiwi classic.
Easter egg.
Yeah.
It's just part of the meme culture, I think, by this point.
Yeah, but it's also a great song. So fair enough.
No, 100%.
And, you know, if you come and see my play, you'll understand the context of why that song is used. And I think it's kind of... I mean, I think where they place the song and kind of at the stage in the play, I think it's quite a good song to be used at that point in the play. So good job, Sam Brooks, for choosing that song to be in the play.
Right. Awesome. Mm. Well, actually, that reminds me, there's one thing I haven't talked about yet in this episode, which is both of your shows are coming on Thursday, Friday, one this week, one next week. Mm. For anyone who is interested in going, it's at the Allen Hall Theatre at Otago Uni. It's at 1 p.m. And $5 unwaged, $10 waged. So unwaged is like, you know, for people who's not working or students, things like that. And Hazel, I believe you have a evening show as well.
Yes, on the Thursday night, a 7 p.m. show.
Yeah, so you've got a 1 p.m. and a 7 p.m.
Yes.
Right. Okay, awesome. So I just had to get the advertising out of the way. Right. So you guys had majority of your rehearsals in September and probably last month as well. And I know at uni there was a lot of sickness going around. So how did that go?
Oh, I got sick last week. So I think I've given it to Janelle and maybe possibly the others. But I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we've got the nebulizers out.
I swear, almost every assessment that we've had for this class since it's a singing paper, you can't really get away with not being sick. Someone's always been sick at some point. And you kind of just have to deal with it. Like, yeah. the lecturers know, and they take into account the fact that you're probably not going to be on top vocal quality.
It must be hard to keep on top of things, though, especially if you are assessed on your voice. Like, how does one navigate that situation?
Oh, it's just hard.
I don't know. It's definitely more like you've got to really, I don't know. It's like, you get a bad grade, you can't knock yourself down because, like, it has to be assessed. You're like, you can't be like, oh, I'm so bad. I'm like, you just have to be like, it's a grade, it has to be assessed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And because they take into account and we have practices with our teachers, so they know what we can do, kind of. They've heard what the song's supposed to sound like. So if we don't quite get the note because, you know, our voice does not exist, then it's okay. They know that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that's good about working, like, step by step.
And your tutor. And because it's musical theatre, they mark it on performance as well, the performance, like, quality, and if you're acting and stuff. So you can get grades from other elements of the piece as well.
Okay. Right. Mm. And how about you, Hazel? How's it been in your rehearsal room?
Sickness-wise or just in general?
I think sickness-wise first and then in general. Mm-hmm.
So I luckily haven't gotten sick, thank goodness. I've just been very much riddled with hay fever, which is just absolutely awful. But I think one of my actors has been quite sick recently because he's got a lot on.
He's overworking himself, you know.
But go him. He's 100%. An absolute trooper. I think that's I've just been like, you need to rest so that you're okay for everything that you do.
Fair enough. Which actually reminds me, this actually isn't part of the show, but shout out to Lords and Ladies. That's I think tonight is the debut, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's just at the Globe. So if you guys search that up, and I think it's quite a long show, but if you're into, like, fantasy and things like that, or if you know anyone who's in the theatre department, most of them are involved in that production. So, yeah, check that out as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Back to you, Hazel. How's the rehearsal room in general? Like, is it generally a stressful vibe or, like, real goofy?
Absolutely not stressful at all. Like, when my actors know that they need to kind of get work done, they will absolutely do that. But it is so silly and so fun. And it's been absolutely amazing because they're so dedicated to the script and all the work that they're doing, and they're really taking everything on board.
Awesome.
And very, very silly. They've both done capping show, so.
Oh, okay.
Hence why it's a very silly environment, so, which is great.
Most of my viewers are in high school, but hey guys, when you guys are out of high school, I do recommend the capping show.
Yes,
it's very university humor.
Yes, don't go while you're in high school.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's definitely 18 plus, I would say. Not to say that there's anything super bad in it. It's just, you know, typical, like, you know, young adult humor.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So there's a lot of swear words and stuff.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the least of the problems.
Yeah. It's been a very, very fun process.
Right,
and
awesome.
It's great to have been able to, like, see them, like, take, like, work on the characters and, you know, work on each little thing that they're like, oh, maybe we could try this because this feels right for this character in this moment. It's been really, really fun. And
awesome. Yeah. Are you guys, are they off book already?
Or this week, hopefully they'll be off book.
No, it's still early.
It's okay. We didn't get off book until, like, Saturday.
No, yeah, it was
Saturday.
Alex is still on.
Oh,
book.
Yes.
Alex. Shout out to Alex Gordy.
Lions.
Oh, Alex Gordy. He was actually on the other Lunchtime Theatre episodes.
Oh, Adeline's Cottage.
Yeah, he wrote Adeline's Cottage.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah.
You guys have a local celebrity on your
own. Oh, yeah, we do.
Now, well, you guys are all upcoming celebrities.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll just see, like, in, like, 5 years in the future, seeing, like, any art program, like, wait a minute, that's Janelle. Lauren. Oh, my God.
I know them.
They came on
Small World.
Yeah.
For real, sometimes I interview people on this podcast and I can tell that they're going places, like, seriously. And you guys are definitely going places. Like,
no.
I Cannot wait to watch you guys' show. And I've interacted with you guys like quite a bit, and you guys are very talented and very kind people.
Thank you.
So
thank you very much.
Oh gosh, no, but this is absolutely brilliant. I'm glad that you guys are putting yourselves out there and, you know, getting involved in things like this, even if it is like assessments wise.
Yeah.
You know, it's still really cool. Just the fact that we're studying this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you guys always wanted to do theatre and arts, or has this just been a recent development? This is an open question. Anyone can answer.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, I got into it in high school, so, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really get into, like, arts or theatre. Like, I always did, like, music, and I played the flute from a very young age, but I didn't really get into, like, musical theatre and, like, singing until I was in, like, year 10 of high school, which, you know, for some people is quite late, you know, because a lot of people start singing when they're, like, a child. Yeah. But I kind of started musical theatre in high school after kind of being cast as, and I went to an all-girls school here, the male lead. So, yeah, and then that kind of, I was just like, hold on, I actually really, really love singing, and I love performing on stage in, like, a theatre and a singing aspect, and that kind of kick-started everything.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And you, Janelle?
I got forced into musical theatre. Well, not forced. I'm very grateful I got forced, because my nana was a seamstress for the local theatre, and I got put into Zeusical Junior. And then after that, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I just kept dancing and singing till today.
That is awesome. Yeah. I do have to ask, what are your guys' favorite musicals? Copy.
Oh God! Yeah,
I know it's a
oh God! Oh, definitely we were here. We were singing here in the theater last night. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
See, I know mine because mine is a show that I saw very recently, and it is The Book of Mormon.
I'm so jealous.
My favourite musical changes from time to time, but at the current moment, it's all I have been listening to, which is probably a bit concerning, considering some of the topics in the show, but it's a very good show, a very good musical, and it's so funny, and that's probably why I like it, because it's not sad the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. My favourite one is quite sad. It's Falsettos.
Oh,
so good.
Oh my God. Both have got Andrew Rannells in it, so I see the appeal.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite musical?
That's not a good question for me to answer. I'm sorry, I'm so basic. I don't have anything original to say.
That's okay.
Into Hamilton in high school.
No, Hamilton's still a musical.
Yeah. I saw that in Auckland. Oh my God. Yeah. Amazing. Phenomenal show.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's great. But I wish I had like a cooler answer to say.
Cool. Hamilton is great. Hamilton is phenomenal.
Hamilton is cool.
Yeah.
At least, like, you don't want to have, like, those random, like, niche musicals that's actually just, like, a concept musical and it's just an album of songs.
Yeah, maybe we're just nerds to you because you don't know any of the ones we mentioned.
Yeah, but then again, I think I'm an outlier for, like, a theatre student because I think even though I take theatre, I don't actually know a lot about it.
Oh, well.
So far. Yeah.
And but, hey, that's what we're studying for, right?
Exactly.
To learn.
We gotta take a lot of grace, right? Wait, speaking of grace, do you guys, when you guys are performing, how do you guys combat stage, like, feeling nervous before, like, stage fright, that's what it is?
You don't?
you just cry.
You just gotta power through.
Uh-huh, I think it's definitely easier when you have a character that you can kind of hide behind, in a way. Air quotes.
It doesn't feel like you kind of thing.
Yeah, because if you're pretending to be someone else, so much easier because it's not actually you up there, it's the character.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. From a director's perspective, it's, you know, because obviously you're not the one having to learn all the lines, but you're kind of watching this show that other people are seeing and you're like, oh my goodness, I hope that they like it. I'm not worried about remembering lines or like remembering where I'm supposed to be. I'm hoping that my actors remember. But I'm more, you know, focused on, oh my goodness, I hope that the audience likes it. But I kind of know that as long as I'm happy with the result, that's kind of fine. Like, you've kind of just got to keep hyping yourself up, probably for a performance perspective as well. Like,
yeah,
just
I can agree with that.
Yeah, like just kind of telling yourself that, you know, you've got as far as you've gotten and that's for a reason and, you know, you're good enough to be there. So.
Also, you're the one making the show, kind of, so if you like it, then I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember because I was involved in a lunchtime theatre last week, and I hadn't acted in a very long time, and I was very nervous. And the thing that I did was, because I'm not the type of person who gets nervous like an hour before the show. I get nervous 5 seconds before I'm on.
Same.
But it's the very strong kind where I actually, like, I might throw up. Yeah. Kind of thing. So I just start saying, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
You turn that nervousness into excitement.
I'm lying through my teeth.
Well, there's similar feelings, right?
Yeah. So if you can just trick your mind and you're like, actually, like,
gaslight yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally.
I mean, something very random that I was told to combat nervousness from my old flute teacher, who's absolutely amazing. She said to battle nervousness, eat a banana. Because the potassium in it helps with nerves or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if people want to try that, try that.
Like bind to the adrenaline or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really do much. I just kind of harness it, I guess, to like use it and make my energy higher during the play, which... Well, could backfire. It hasn't yet.
Hey, so, it's okay. Yeah. It's so far, you've got 100% success rate.
Yeah.
All right. So for any high school students now who are listening and are considering doing a BPA or doing theater or directing or doing something involving the arts, what advice would you guys give them as well-seasoned experts in your field?
From me, I'd say, like, just keep going. Keep working at it.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's, like, it's, you know, you can start, like, when you're in high school and, you know, you might have, like, a bunch of, like, auditions or experiences where you're like, I wasn't the best in the room. That's okay if you just keep working on it, keep going. I know that I've certainly improved both in, like, my singing and my performing and my directing by just sticking at it and just keeping working on it as much as I can and... Yeah, just, you know, you've got to start somewhere and it doesn't take, you know, a week to be able to get somewhere.
You
just
sometimes
keep
you
going.
Might feel like you're not making progress, but you, like, you look back 5 years and you think to yourself, actually, I'm better.
Yeah.
So I think, that's part of it is just, it's a lot of hard work, really. Mm-hmm. It's something that you might have a natural talent for, but that you have to really work hard at to have skill to do.
Oh, I know it sounds cliche, but like, don't doubt yourself.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, do not doubt yourself. And like, if there's any like students that are like, oh, but like, I won't get a job from it or anything like that, and they want to study something else, but like, their heart lies in like the theatre, just do it. Like, you will regret it 100%.
That is true. I think what I want to add on to that is life isn't a race. I think one thing a lot of like older people regret is, you know, thinking straight after school, you have to go to uni and think, major in something that gives you a lot of money and then get to work and then, you know, get married or whatever. And it's just like, slow down. You can take a breath. And if you do theater or anything involving the arts and you realize, actually, this isn't for me, that's okay to change your mind.
It's okay.
Like, it's not the end of the world. Everyone is different and we all have our own path that we have to carve, you know? And you're not going to be alone in it, even if it feels like it. There will always be people who will be there for you and you'll meet amazing, amazing, talented people as well.
I also want to say, if it's something you want to do, then it's something you can do. Because if you work hard to achieve a dream, you can achieve that dream. Like, if you think about all of the celebrities, it's so philosophical. If you think about all the celebrities that are famous right now, they worked really hard to get there and they went through auditions and everything and they just kept going. And so even if you don't get the first one and you just try again, if it's something you really want to do, you train and you just keep doing it. Like, even if it takes you 20 years, you could still do it eventually.
Yeah.
As long as you love it and enjoy it and... that's what you want to do and you have people supporting you and you support yourself and, you know, that might be hard at times, but it's if you just keep going, it'll...
If you think you can't do it, then you might not be able to do it. But if you think you can, if you really, truly think you can, you probably will.
It's all about the mentality, guys.
Yes.
100%. It's such a mental game in theatre. Yeah. It's all 100%. Mental.
Because your biggest enemy is yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You know your capability. You just have to fight that voice in your head. Guys, you guys are so sweet. Stop it. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, guys. Do you guys have any last-minute shout-outs that you wanted to add into the mic?
Just my actors and my crew and my designers. Just, yay. I'm so excited. Awesome. I'm so happy to be working with you, and it's great.
Yeah. Thank you for all of our lecturers over the years.
Yeah. Legit, Ali.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, and to our other classmates.
Yeah. The ones we lost along the way.
Oh, yeah, the ones we lost.
Oh, God. Yeah. Sounds like
we had like 8 people in first year, I think, and now there's 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's a very close-knit.
And Janelle and I are the only OGs. So.
Oh, been there since day dot.
Day dot.
Okay, and that is What the Bleep Cabaret that's coming up this Thursday and Friday, 1 p.m. for both. And then, I got to read it. Riding in Cars with Mostly Straight Boys next week on the 25th and 26th. Of September, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. for the 25th, right?
Yes, on the Thursday.
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on to the show. And as for you guys listening in now, as usual, please pay attention to what's going on in the world. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Please boycott Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Disney. It's Maori Language Week, guys. Speak as much Maori as possible if you can. And free Palestine. Thank you so much. Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, this has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Ama Asri.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.